Hi, and welcome to episode 19, 5 ways to connect with the media without a PR person.
Welcome to the PR Playbook podcast with Ranjini Joshua, the only podcast that teaches you how to strategically navigate the world of public relations and social media and grow a powerful brand.
Hello, and welcome to episode 19. As much as this pains me to say, having a PR person to get media attention is not 100% required. In fact, it isn't impossible to get attention if you reach out to the media yourself. So in today's podcast, that's just what I'm going to tell you about. 5 ways to connect with the media yourself. Easy ways to do it. First, I hope you've been listening to the podcast, so you've heard some of the amazing journalist interviews that we've had to get an understanding of how the media works and what they're trying to achieve when they write stories. I think that's really important to understand when you're going into working with any media or creating a relationship with them. That's a really big part of the challenge of getting media to actually write about you or cover you when you need it. So please, if you haven't listened already, we have a few great interviews with some journalists. We have Anthony Ha from TechCrunch. We have Jeff Zerschmid. We have a few others that I can't remember off the top of my head, but please go back and check out some of those interviews. I feel like one of the recurring questions that I get asked when being interviewed by prospective clients is, so who do you know? You know, who can you connect us with? And PR people definitely have those relationships with people that they work with a lot, but that doesn't mean we have a relationship with everybody. We are just really good at figuring out how to find them, what to say to them, and how to position your story to get the attention that you need. Unfortunately, we as PR pros, we do have our own set of tools that we use, and those are typically about thousands of dollars and comes with annual subscription. So it's usually not something that a normal person wants to buy into right away or even knows that they're going to get the use out of it. For PR people, I think ever since I've started working in PR, we've had these subscriptions and I don't know what I would do without it. That said, I can now find things other ways, and these are the tips I'm going to give to you. So there's a few cost-effective ways to get in touch with the media, and these are 5 simple ways for you to try. First is email them. Email them like you would anyone else that you're trying to create a business relationship with. The way to find their email is a variety of different ways. So one, sometimes on the articles that they write, there's a link to the author bio, and in their author bio, there's their email. And that's probably the most lucky that you're gonna get. So if you could find their email that way, try that. If you cannot find their email that way, head on over to their Twitter profile and check their Twitter profile. Very often, especially in Wall Street Journal reporters usually have their email right there in their Twitter profile or the About Them section. If they don't have their email there, then you can also sometimes DM them on Twitter. And sometimes it'll say DM open, which basically means you can direct message them from your account without adding them as a friend, or you can follow them to show that you're interested in their content. But you don't have to be connected 2 ways. If their DMs are open, that means they can receive DMs or pitches from anyone. And some reporters are very nice. They'll put the instructions on how to pitch them right there in their profile. So that's the second way. The third way is finding them on LinkedIn. So you can do a LinkedIn message with them, and sometimes you can get a hold of them that way. Typically, you'd want to introduce yourself. This LinkedIn process is a little bit lengthier than any other process. So give yourself some time. Don't expect them to respond right away. And if you do try to connect with them, make sure you send them a note. Send them a note and telling them why you want to connect with them so that they have a little bit of more background. Next, contact the editor. If you cannot find them on LinkedIn, or if you found them and they're not responding, the editor of the outlet that you're looking at. So let's say you are writing to TechTarget, which is a technical publication, an online outlet. What you can do is go to the Contact Us page or the About Us page and find the editor. And that editor manages all the writers. And so from that perspective, the editor would actually be able to direct you to the right person. And so when you email that editor, it's usually like editor at TechTarget or something like that. Sometimes you get lucky and you get a personal email. What I would recommend is saying, hey, you know, I'm not sure if you're the right person, but I would appreciate if you could direct me to the right person that writes about this, or I have a new story about this and please direct me to the right person. if you go in there very knowingly, not pitching like a canned pitch, but going in there, having a conversation with someone, asking for advice, it's a lot better received than to go in there blind saying that you think they're the right person. Knowing that they may not be the right person is actually a benefit in this case. Last but not least, most of these outlets have publicized phone numbers. Right now, so this is my fifth tip on a normal day, but right now it may be more challenging to get a hold of people at their main office headquarters because a lot of people, 80 to 90% of the people are working remotely. So it's a little bit more challenging, but they may still have an operator on deck or they might have figured out a remote system. So give them a call and ask them for an email address. Say, hey, I'm trying to reach Jane Smith. Do you have her email address? She writes for this publication and this is her area of interest or her beat. The more details you know, the more likely it'll be that you can get their email address. So number one, email them. You can find their email potentially on their author bio page. If they have a website, you could probably track them down there. Number two, try to DM them on Twitter, which is another place so you might be able to find their email and direct message if their DMs are open. Three, find them on LinkedIn and LinkedIn message them or LinkedIn mail, I think, and mail them and start a conversation there. Mind you, this might take a little bit longer. Four, contact their editor or contact the editor if you're not sure who to reach out to exactly. And you can find that in the About Us or the Contact Us section of any website. And if you're looking at magazines like print magazines, you can usually find that information in the masthead of the magazine, believe it or not. And I think people just don't realize to look there. So like in the front cover of the magazine, you'll see the editorial staff there and you should be able to find them there. Five, call the outlet. If all bets are off or all else fails, give them a call and see if you can connect with them directly, either by email, having them transfer you, or you know, some other means where they can actually send you to the newsroom or something like that. All these different ways, they take a lot longer than checking a media database, but it doesn't mean you have to spend thousands of dollars to get this contact information. So do a little bit of sleuthing. I like to tell people that I've become somewhat of a novice private investigator over the years because we do our due diligence to find this information and reach out to media in all different kinds of ways. Good luck on your hunt. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, please email me at podcast@thesilvertelegram.com. Now, that's all for now. Get outside, stay mindful, and get to sleuthing.